อายุนอกก็มาไล่ป่ะเนี่ยตีได้เสิบมาเว้ยนี่ป่ะ
Don't follow the objects. Remember to know that you are aware.
Yogi Tawanga Yogi Tawanga Sekha Nono Jaja Shibo Tadi Sao Nibo Ati Ayuna Tisi Lai Chibo Malo.
The yogi's responsibility is just to remain alert and awake to look after the awareness, make sure the awareness is still working. There's no need to follow the objects.
Ayunia dutabawa na pinibida, sinibida.
The objects are already there.They will always be there. That's their nature.
Say your quality for Moody Bido. China, they move it.
But the quality of the mind determines whether the objects you're knowing will be gross or subtle.
I don't know. 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 I don't know.
So what we can do is strengthen the mind by growing the continuity of the awareness so that the quality of the awareness grows and wisdom as well. When the mind is able to know more, it will know more.
อายุเบิกตะคุกคุผิดอ๋อตะคุกคุเปี่ยวอ๋อไม่ผิดอ๋อจู้ซ่านี่ล่ะหมอบ่ใส่อ้าสิบ่บ่ไปจู้ซ่า
The practice is not to be trying to do anything to the objects or the experiences that we're going through. It is just a practice of strengthening the mind, i.e. the awareness of the mind.
เจริญเนเนย่าตะติดิก้าวละเดตมาติลีตัดละบิซอสึกกะจั่วละตัดเดปุมานลีบะอะทุกะ
We're a few days into the retreat. Mindfulness will have gained some momentum. The mind will have become fairly settled and the mind can start rejoicing about it. Celebrating. He says, "Be careful." Just steady. He said, just stay steady. Just remain mindful. Just do the work. Greed's nature is that the moment it gets a little bit, it's looking ahead to see if it can get more.
ปุมานี่มามันนี่ยีชีตั้วไหนดาวิปัตตนายะตภาวะตริปทานะตภาวะไอ้ไดมา
To proceed steadily in an even manner He said that's our goal to keep going That's the goal of vipassana meditationKeep that awareness alive.
ခတိုင်းအာယုံတစ်ခုနှစ်ခုနဲ့နဲ့ယူတဲ့လူကအာယုံကြီးအများကြီးတွေ့တဲ့ခါကျရင်ရှုပ်เสียရလို့ထင်တတ်တယ်အမအာယုံနဲ့တာများတာကရှင်းစိတ်ရှုပ်เสียတာစိတ်ရှင်းเสียတာမဟုတ်ဘူးစိတ်ကတတ်မှတ်ချက်ကြောင့်တစ်ခုတည်းပဲအာယုံနဲ့နဲ့အာယုံတစ်ခုနှစ်ခုနေရမယ်လို့တတ်မှတ်ထားလို့အများလာလာကိုရှုပ်တယ်လို့တတ်မှတ်လိုက်ရှုပ်တော့
For those of us who have been used to being aware of one or two objects or a few objects, when the awareness becomes better and more objects become known, sometimes the mind thinks it's very busy. And then it gets agitated. The mind thinks that it's because of the presence of many objects that the mind is agitated. But the objects are not the reason for how the mind feels. So how the mind feels has nothing to do with whether there are few objects or many objects. It has to do with the opinion of the mind. The attitude it has. So if the mind believes that it should only be knowing a few objects, then it might find more objects agitating. But we need to see what attitude the mind is holding that is agitating the mind. When the mind knows more objects, naturally, it's actually an indication that the quality of the awareness has grown. The awareness has become more receptive.
နိုးကြတယ်ဆိုတော့တိလာတော့ပြောတာများများတိလာပုံနိုးကြလာတာမနိုးကြဆိုရင်မတိဘူ
း To be awake means to know. When the mind is alert and awake, it knows more. When the mind is not knowing much, it starts becoming dull.
ဘာပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်တစ်ချက်တိတိုင်းတိတိုင်းတိနေတာမတိမှုရဲ့မတိမှုကိုပယ်ပြီးတာဖြစ်မောဟကိုပယ်ပြီးတာဖြစ
် In every moment of knowing, of awareness, that moment cuts through one moment of not knowing, one moment of delusion.
တရားတိုးတက်တယ်ဆိုတာတတိတွေပိုကောင်းလာတည်ငြိမ်မှုတွေပိုကြာကြာထိနေလာဝိရိယတွေပိုကောင်းလာတရားတရားတွေပိုတက်လာတရားတက်တယ်လို့
When our practice becomes better that means that our awareness is becoming better the stability of the mind is lasting longer our effort is becoming betterOur confidence is growing in the practice. We're discovering things we have not known before.
တရားထုတဲ့နေရာမှာတည်တင်တည်ထိုက်တဲ့အချက်လေးရှိတယ်ရေးကြည့်တဲ့အချက်တွေကလောဘမရှိအောင်ရောင်ရိပ်တတ်
There are some important points that we must always remember in our practice. Some of them are that greed is not helpful in the practice. So we must recognize if there is greed. Contentment is helpful for the practice. We need to know that the practice will give us results that match the efforts we are putting in. And that's all that will be available to us, nothing more.
လုတ်တော့ပဲရမှာပူတော့မရဘူးအဲ့ပြောပြရေဘူးကိုလုံနိုင်တယ်လို့လုတ်တတ်တယ်လို့တော့ရနေပြီဒါပဲ
What we are able to do the amount that we are already skillful in the practice those will bring usas much benefit as that is capable of.
Cool.ကိုယ်နဲ့စိတ်နဲ့အဖို့ကင်းရမယ်ကိုယ်အဖို့ကင်းရမယ်ဆိုတာစီရီနဲ့စကားလို့ပြောနေတာမဟုတ်ဘူးကိုယ်အဖို့ကင်းရမယ်နောက်စိတ်အဖို့ကင်းရစိတ်အဖို့ကင်းတယ်ဆိုတာကိလေသာတွေနဲ့စဉ်းစားနေတာနေရမယ
် He says the mind and body need to be solitary What does solitary meanwithout companionship. And how is the body without companionship? He said it means not seeking out people to entertain us, to talk to and fill our time. How is the mind solitary? Say kabala.
Kili dhani. Stop.
The mind, mind being solitary means that the mind is not reveling in the defilements, is not seeking the company of the defilements, is not thinking with the motivation of the defilements, and so on.
Listening.ကျင့်ကြံကြိုးစားတော့ effort အမြဲတမ်းတတိရှိတဲ့ဝိရိယရှိအောင်တတိရှိအောင်ကြိုးစားနေတဲ့ဝိရိယ
The mind must also have constant and steady effort. Effort to be aware.
ဝိရိယရှိရမယ်တတိရှိရမယ်တမာရှိရမယ်ဉာဏ်ရှိရမယ်
There must be effort, right effort, awareness, stability of mind, and wisdom.
ရားထုတ်တာငိတ်နေတာမဟုတ်တော့ဉာဏ်နဲ့စိတ်ဝင်စားပြီးစောင့်ကြည့်နေတာ
Meditation is not staring at the objects that we experience. It's about looking at them curiously, wanting to understand them, having that volition, that intention. To grow in understanding as we observe.
ဘာဖြစ်နေလဲ?ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်နေလဲ?ဘယ်လိုလုပ်နေလဲ?
What is happening? How is it happening?How is this mind working at this time?
ိတ်မှာတတိရှိနေမှာဆိုရင်ဘယ်နေရာရောက်ရောက်တရားအထုတ်နေမှာပဲ
Non there is awareness in the mind then it doesn't matter where you are the mind will be meditating
ပဝင်းကျင်အာယုံပြုမှတည်တာပါပဝင်းကျင်အာယုံပဝင်းကျင်တဲ့ကိုစံကိုတကားပေါက်တွေကိုအာယုံတွေကိုပို့ပြီးအာယုံယူထားမှာပဝင်းကျင်တဲ့
The environment around us may change. It's always around us. But it's only when we pay attention to it that we think about it. Our attention should actually be mainly within ourselves and our own experience.So there's not so much need to pay attention to the environment outside us.
မြင်မှုကြားမှုတွေမြင်ချင်းတဘောကြားချင်းတဘောတွေအာရုံပြုပါမြင်ရတဲ့ဟာတွေကိုသိအာရုံပြုရမှာပ
ါ When we recognize seeing, hearing,Unless there's a functional need, there is no need to pay so much attention to what we are seeing or what we are hearing.